Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
An ambitious billionaire has built a 240-story building in Hong Kong, but bad guys have set it on fire. Unfortunately for them, the Rock's family is trapped inside in Skyscraper.
My family is trapped 240 floors in the air.
So what's the plan?
Whatever it takes.
Well, it takes a lot, including about a half dozen different scenes where Dwayne Johnson is dangling thousands of feet from the ground, held only by one hand or sometimes a few fingers. But still, he'll dare anything to rescue his twin children and his wife, played by Neve Campbell.
We got this.
There's a reason they chose this building.
The Pearl is the tallest, most advanced building in the world. A vertical city.
Tell me, how much do you love your family?
My family is the only thing that matters to me right now.
Well, clearly this movie doesn't matter very much to him, nor should it matter to anybody else. Okay, with a film like this, you're not expecting intellectual enrichment, but you should get to see something that's coherent and at least vaguely believable in terms of plot and characterizations. But every detail of the storyline is so silly and so unnecessarily ridiculous that you'd think it was intended as an action comedy. Some of the special effects are audacious, true, and the presentation of two devoted, heroic parents is an admirable element. But in the end, Skyscraper is more likely to produce groans than gasps. It's rated PG-13 because even the gory, sadistic, violent elements are too ridiculous to be taken seriously. 1.5 stars for the underwhelming Skyscraper.